Ukraine has said it downed more than two dozen cruise missiles and a swarm of attack drones across the country in the most powerful aerial attack on Kyiv in weeks. Russian officials also reported a night of drone attacks which it blamed on Ukraine, including a strike on an airport near the Estonian border, hundreds of kilometres away from Ukraine. Well, journalist Emmanuel Chaz joins us now from Ukraine. Thank you, Emmanuel, for taking our call. So what's the latest on the casualties and the damage caused by these attacks in Kyiv overnight?
Well, according to military authorities here in Kyiv, first off, this was the largest attack against the capital since the spring. Since spring, there's been 15 drones that have been shot down by the anti-aerial defense, the air defense here in Ukraine, and 28 missiles that were launched against Ukraine, not just against Kyiv, but mostly on the capital, but also in Odessa, Mykolaiv, Cherkasy region. So a very large-scale attack. We've had an air raid alert for over 3 hours in the middle of the night, and in the early hours of today we've heard explosions. Two people died, a few people got injured, and that's because of the debris that are falling from intercepted targets. So missiles and drones that have been intercepted, they still cause damage, they still cause fire, and today two more people lost their lives here.
Russia then, as we said, also reporting a night of drone attacks on its territory. What's known about that, Emmanuel?
Well, on the Russian side, it says that those are Ukrainian attacks. We're not going to get confirmations from the Ukrainian authorities that they indeed carry out those attacks. But we've seen an increasing amount of attacks over the past few months since the beginning of the Ukrainian counteroffensive, of attacks in the rear of Russian forces on Russian infrastructures. I'm thinking about the Crimean Bridge. I'm thinking about Russian ports in the Black Sea, and most recently, tonight, this attack against an airfield in Pskov, where two Russian planes have been destroyed. As per the videos we've seen, four more have been damaged. And also in the city of Bryansk, a strategic building has also caught fire following a drone attack.
Very good. Emmanuel Chase in Ukraine. Thank you very much for that.